I think. We've agreed on Mr. Bokwana, and we're now waiting on the second name. Mr. Polwani, are you ready to say something? All eyes are on you.
Oh, no, not that system. Look, Chef, we have tried to motivate for our candidates, the two preferred candidates, Bokwana and Balloon. But I think, Chef, at one point we made an undertaking ourselves as an ANC that what we need to do at one point, we need to handle these processes in a manner that does not cause any conflict for running short of better words, and does not cause conflict among ourselves as the committee members, the ANC and our colleagues. So it's also our responsibility to try to build that unit as an organization, not normally use our majority in terms of pushing things. There was a phrase some time ago that they will push things down the throat of people because we are going to use the majority. But look, in all fairness, we've listened in terms of the motivation for William Beck as the opposition has said that matter. We will wanted ourselves as the ANC because we are reminded by COPE that they are surprised at the ANC, there were two candidates who are men. We should hope that if our candidate, because it's a man and it's accepted, the opposition will rally around the name of a woman, especially because it's August, so that we live in terms of the 50-50. I'm equally disappointed too that they are sticking to William Tech, which is a man, not a woman. I'm not sure whether they can consider of considering a woman. It will be a sad day if the committee just sends the two boys as preferred candidates to the cast. Now, by the look, I can see that they are not willing to. by the look I see that, but yes, we must bury our heads in shame that we can't send a woman and a man. I'm sure our colleagues can help us to pass that bridge and so on. But look, say, if they can accommodate us in terms of that, I would think, say, in all fairness, we can live with Mr. Stack and Mr. Kwakwan. As the names which you must submit to the minister, to the house, and then later to be looked at by the minister for possible appointment. But if they understand that we must live in terms of this issue of gender, they can reconsider maybe, because some of their initial proposals, there were women there, which maybe we can put a man and a woman. That's our position for now.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think what is very important, when I look through all the names and everything, I put Mr. Stucky as my as the DA's first candidate, and then I also mentioned the other lady. So, but it seems to me that we're just going to put one name forward, and I think... If we take the one candidate of the ANC, you are convinced that that person is very capable of doing a good job, and I'm convinced that Mr. Stucky will also do a good job. So if we can go then in with the ANC's preferred candidate and Mr. Stuckey, this is the DA's position. I think, I know it's gender is a very sensitive issue, but I think because of all the problems, I'm not saying that the lady can't do the job properly, but I think with the problems inside ICASA at this stage, let's go in with your preferred candidate and Mr. Stuckey.
Let me confess why I was looking down. Now, I was saying to myself that, you know, if we are not going to get agreement today, on Thursday when we have a meeting with President Jacob Zuma, I was going to squeal. So that's why I was looking down. Yes, Chairperson, no, I also agree that the gender issue is a sensitive one. But equally, the kind of problems that we are facing at ICASA need real and serious and effective in intervention. During the lunch break, I did look at the requirements in terms of the Act. And it does prescribe that, you know, that a candidate must possess suitable qualifications, expertise, and experience in the fields of communication. And I think we also covered with the concern of independence by the oath of office that the councillors must take. And there's also a provision in the Act for dealing with conflict of interest. And it's quite a strong provision that a councillor is found guilty of an offence as liable to conviction or a fine exceeding 250,000 rand. So I think we are covered in terms of interest with Mr. Stuckey. And for now, the ID will also support that we keep him, and sort of we know that, you know, we can have the necessary know-how and assistance in ICASA to deal with some of the pressing problems. Thank you.
No, it's fine. We'll live with that too. Let me stop.
Is the position in which you send the two names indicative of any particular preference? Is there a number one candidate and a number two candidate?
To submit a short list of candidates to the Minister of Communications for appointment to the Council of the Independent Communication Authority of South Africa, referred to in the 18th of June report as follows. The committee invited the public to nominate persons for consideration and recommendation to the Minister. The committee received 86 nominations. One candidate withdrew his application. The committee considered the nominations and agreed to a short list of 9 candidates. Of the 9 candidates, Mr. L. Nkumakela and Mr. Zogbe subsequently withdrew the application. The following 7 candidates were interviewed on the 18th of August, and all the names are listed. After having interviewed the candidates, the committee recommends, in order of preference, that the House, in terms of Section 7 of the ICASA Act, submits to the Minister a list of suitable candidates at least one and a half times the number of councillors to be appointed, namely Mr. Kulile Bakwana and Mr. William Stuckey. Report to be considered by the House. That's the format that we produce. We go to the House and for debate. Agreed? Can I put this report to you? Agreed to? Thank you very much. Can I sign this off? Right, members, thank you very much. Can I just check now? No, the task team for the SADC, can I just get nominations? Patricia, you will serve on the task team from the ID side.
If it is for tomorrow, to meet sometime tomorrow, early in the morning or later in the afternoon. But Thursday is difficult. It's caucus in the morning and then the house is sitting. So I think if we can meet tomorrow, I will definitely be available.
All right. We'll try and target tomorrow late afternoon. So Kalwani will be tomorrow late afternoon for the task team. Yeah. Because we agreed early on that we will have a small task team to try and process things. Okay, late afternoon. All right. From the DA side, it will be who's coming? Okay, so it's Vicky. And I suppose Jin. And then I think you should just also add him as Reverend Zondi. And I'll give you a time. Say about later today, I'll give you a time and you can arrange the venue for it. Right. Okay, so Nolitando will send out an SMS indicating the time and venue of the meeting. Thank you very sorry, Mr. Kurani.
Forgive me, sir, if you have discussed the matter, but I think it's a matter, sir, which we need to raise. We might have to discuss it some other time. But look, sir, I've been observing the support which is given by staff of parliament to this committee is not up to scratch. The issue of the CV for the SAPC, we didn't get it in time. It was like there is no system in place on how to deal with those particular issues. I think it's a matter of concern that as far as possible, this committee, I think it needs competent staff or people who's going to be focused and be able to pick up with a lot of the work which we are doing. We can't do zama-zama, Chair. Because if this CV along the process, the CVs which we have not yet considered because one or another we missed and so on, it will be the parliament or this committee is going to be embarrassed. No one else is going to take that particular blame and so on. So I think, Chair, one or another, we need to emphasize the question of the support by the parliament staff. I've been observing the work which you are getting in terms of a lot of quite of issues. They're just not up to scratch. And I've tried to raise these issues informally, but it seems as if they are not being attended to. So maybe one way or another would have to engage parliament so that we understand what type of support they think they must give this committee. But currently, Chair, it's got some challenges the way we've been supported. Thanks.
I mean, we almost didn't get the CVs even on last week Thursday. We had to go there and really ask the senior managers to do all sorts of things to get the CVs printed. Unnecessary delays, systems are not in place, etc. All right, let me take it up with the management. I'm told that Alessandro has been under pressure also, and they've now seconded two more assistants. One gentleman was here in the morning, Johnny, and I didn't see the other person. Is there? Okay, so we've got two more assistants, but it's a matter that I will follow up really with the management, because we are going to go into a very busy period with these interviews, etc., and there's a lot of work. And let me see if I can try and address the matter with the management. All right. Thank you very much, then, and we'll meet tomorrow sometime as a task team.